Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, people. Good afternoon to my radio audience. I am back today. I am here again. I told you people yesterday that I was going to come on if the God of Israel said that it was okay for me to be here. I would like to give the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation, all the glory, all the honor and praise due unto his wonderful, holy, outstanding name. Ahaya is his name. I would like to thank the heavenly hosts, the holy angels, the Holy Spirit, and the Son of God, Yeshua, the Messiah of Israel, the 12 tribes of the Hebrew nation. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host, Elisheba. We are here again today to pick up where we left off yesterday. And yesterday, we was talking about all gods, not some gods, people. All gods and all religions are false. All gods of the children of Israel, false in the world. All the gods of the children of Israel are false in the world. The seals are broken. Broadcast number two. This is broadcast number two. We would like to go farther into our teaching, farther into our divine knowledge and wisdom and understanding that the Holy Spirit will give us today, the prophetic. I would like to say Shabbat Shalom to the remnant. It's the Holy Sabbath. The remnant, the 10%. I would like to thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for the Shabbat today, the Sabbath day, the holy day. Before we pick up where we left off yesterday, the guest call-in number is 661-244-9831 if you would like to call in to voice your opinion or whatever you have to say. I think yesterday we left off with Deuteronomy 29, verse 20. We went over Christianity just to give you a background of the outline of the broadcast yesterday. We was talking about Christianity, and we was also speaking about the Hebrew Israelite church, which they call the truth. We brought them up and we looked up some words about Christianity. Just go back to tape number one, and you can pick all of that information up. But today, we're going to pick up this broadcast at Deuteronomy 29, verse 20. And before I do that, before I go into the scriptures, we will be reading out of the King James Version Bible. We will be going over some historical documentation about all these religions and all the gods of the religions that the people are falling back in ancient times all the way up to today. I told you yesterday, they're the same gods. They have not changed. They just got different names, but the same exact gods. This is how they hide the fact that you think you're serving a different god from them because they changed the name, but it's really the same gods. Today, we're going to be talking about we're going to be going more in detail today about the children of Israel, our ancestors, when they was in Egypt. And why did the God of Israel destroy Egypt and their gods? So he didn't only destroy Egypt and Pharaoh's army. He also destroyed all the gods of Egypt. Let me bring that out. Because yesterday when I got done with my broadcast, that came to me to say today to you that he did not only destroy Egypt and the army of Egypt, he destroyed all the gods of Egypt. And they had many gods. So he's the God of all gods. He's the King of all kings. Okay? So today, I'm just going to name some religions that we have all over the earth today. Mainstream religions, meaning that these are the most popular religions in the earth today. You have Christianity. That's the number one world biggest religion with 2.4 billion followers. You have Islam. That's the second biggest religion we have in the earth with 1.8 billion followers. And then you have Hinduism. That's the third big religion in the earth with 1.2 billion followers. That's over there in India. Over there in India. India, that's where they worship and Baal, the same God. Then you have the fourth religion is Buddhism with 520 million followers. That's the fourth religion in this earth. Then after that, I believe you have Judaism. Judaism. It said Judaism have 14 million to 17 million followers today. Then you have the Hebrew Israelites, the truth they call it. They getting popular, but they're not as popular as Christianity and Islam. And other religions. They get in there, but they don't have nowhere near as many people as they have and followers. So you have the Hebrew Israelite religion, and you have the Moors religion, and you have the Masonic religion. All of these religions in the earth. And I don't believe the Masonic religion is as big as Christianity and Islam and Judaism is because they are a private organization and they don't just let no anybody up in their religion. You have to go through rituals, you have to go through initiations and all kind of things to be a Mason. But that's just another religion. That's all it is. So with that, we're going to go to Deuteronomy 29:20, and we're going to talk about all these religions, all of these religions. We're going to let you know exactly how they were set up, why they were set up, when they were set up, and who set them up. We're going to let you know all of that. We're going beyond what you have been taught and what you know. We're going beyond your understanding today, tomorrow, or whenever we get finished with this whole segment. We're going to be talking about the religions, the God of Israel. We're going to be talking about the God of Israel. And the religions of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi when they got off the slave ships. What religion was they going into? What religion was they following once they got to America from Africa? We're going into that. Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. What religion is Judah following today? What religion is Benjamin for? Benjamin would be the Jamaicans. What religion is they falling over there in Jamaica right now? What religion is Levi falling? The priests, the tribe of Moses and Aaron. And over there in Haiti, they the Haitians in the earth. What religion is they falling? I heard it was voodoo. I heard it was voodoo. But we need to get some historical information because we don't go with what we heard and what we somebody said. We need to get the historical information to prove that the religion that they fall in is voodoo. Okay? And then you have Issachar. I'm just naming some of the tribes of the children of Israel. You have 12 of them. I just named 3 of them for you people. Then you have Issachar. Issachar is the Mexicans. They are the Mexicans. They call them Mexicanos. That's Issachar in the earth today. We're going to go and see what religion they are falling. And they was falling before the Spaniards came in and took them down. We want to go into that. Who is Issachar? The Mexican. What religion do they follow and call on? What's their God? What God is they calling on? What God is their servant? Because all your gods are false. And all your religions are false. Then you have Zebulun. That would be the Panamanians. That would be the Panamanian over there in Panama. Over there in Panama. I'm not talking about the black folks in Panama. That's Judah. Or, Judah or some other form, maybe Judah, maybe Manasseh. I'm talking about the people, the 10 tribes that left Israel in 721 BC, the Indian tribes, they call them. Zebulun. We need to see what religion they fall in today. Then you have Ephraim, the Puerto Ricans in the earth right now. We want to see what religion they fall in today. Then you have Gad, the North American Indians. We need to see what religion they fall in today. Over there in Wyoming, Arizona, all up in there is Gad. Florida. No, Florida, not Florida. Florida is the Seminole Indians. Asher, what religion is they falling today? Over there in Peru and Venezuela, Ecuador, South America is Asher. So we have a lot to talk about today. We have a lot to cover today. So we're going to get started right now with Deuteronomy 29, verse 20. Deuteronomy 29. Verse 20, people. The only thing I got to do is keep on doing what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, want me to do. That's all that's left in the earth for me to do. Because I done did everything else that I wanted to do. I done served all kind of religion, all kind of gods. I done called on Jesus all my life and Jehovah and all that stuff all my life. I don't serve Satan half of my life, all of my life, most of my life. So what else is left for me to do with my life but connect to the real God, the God of Israel? Ahayah is his name. There's nothing else left for me, Elisheba, to do. I am the prophet of the Hebrew nation. There's nothing left for me to do but serve my God. Serve my God and give you truth, divine truth that have been revealed to me through the prophetic. That's the only thing I want to do now. My eyes is open, people. I can see. I can clearly see what is going on right now in this earth. I can see that 4 years ago. I can see it 3 years ago. But I can see it today. And I must reveal to you what is going on. All gods of the children of Israel are false in the world. Subtopic, the seals are broken. And we're going to get to the seals. Not today, but whenever it's time. Deuteronomy 29, verse 20. Let's pick it up right there. You are a great God, I am. You are a great God, I am. You are a great God, I am. You are a great God, higher. You are the God of Israel, 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 higher. You are a great God, oh, higher. I give you all the praise. You are the greatest God. You are the greatest God. You are the greatest God. I give you all the glory. You are the greatest God, oh, higher. 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 And I give you all the praise. I give you the glory, God of Israel. I give you the honor, God of Israel. I give you the praise, God of Israel. You are the greatest God, higher. I just wanted to sing that to the glory of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Deuteronomy 29, verse 20. A higher will not spare him. But then the anger of a higher, and his jealousy shall smoke against the man, and all these curses that are written in the book shall lie upon him, and a higher shall blot out his name from under heaven, and a higher shall separate him unto evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law. Anybody, it doesn't matter who you is, woman, boy, girl, man, child, whoever you are, it does not matter. Anybody that go against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrews, to serve other gods, a higher will curse you. A higher will curse you. And he will blot out your name from under heaven. That means he'll kill you. He won't only curse you, but he will also take your life out of this earth. And that's what we see with this COVID-19 and all this death and destruction that we have around us. We have made a higher jealous with serving all our gods and all our religions and all our idols. One moment, people. I think I have a guest. You got to give me 1 minute. Give me 1 minute. I think I have somebody just come to my house. Give me 1 minute, okay, people? 1 minute. I might have to end this and come back later. I don't know. But let me check it out right now. Give me a minute. I'm gonna mute myself about maybe 5 minutes and I'll be back. Okay, people, I'm back. I'm gonna have to end the broadcast in about an hour. I don't know. Maybe I'll come back later and finish. Well, if not, I'll finish in the morning, tomorrow. So I'm just going to be here with you for 1 hour, and then I'm going to have to leave, people. But anyway, as I was reading to you, that the God of Israel wrote in Deuteronomy 29, verse 20, that he will get angry, and he will get mad, and he will get jealous for anybody that serve other gods. And that's exactly what have happened all over the earth. And it says, verse 21 of Deuteronomy 29. And the higher shall separate him unto evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law. So not only is he going to kill you, not only will he curse you. What is a curse? What is a curse? A curse is it's a Hebrew number 422, properly to adjure, that is usually in a bad sense. Curse, that means that he's going to make a judgment on you or judgment on me or anybody that go against his covenant and make him mad and upset. And he's going to separate you from the tribe of Israel. He's going to separate you from the tribe of Israel. You will no longer be his people. You will no longer be of the Hebrew nation. Why? Because you made him mad. You made him jealous for you serving all your gods. So he separated you. He's going to even kill you, curse you with some sickness, some kind of disease, some kind of pain, some kind of mental illness, some kind of trouble or tribulation in your life, something that you can't get no cure for, you can't get no answers for, you don't know why it's going on in your life, it just keep on happening. That's a curse. That's a curse from the God of Israel, the one that created you or me. And he's going to separate you from the tribe of Israel. Let's pick it up right here now. We're going to deal with the god of Ashtaroth right now, Astarte. That's who we're going to deal with, the god of Ashtaroth and the god of Astarte, the Canaanite deity, the goddess of the Canaanites, Ashtaroth. The Bible calls her Queen of Heaven. Queen of Heaven, because she was getting worshipped by the children of Israel. They were serving her. Solomon and all the kings went off serving her, building her all kind of images and groves unto Ashtaroth or Astarte. Today they call in the Catholic Church Queen Mother of Heaven. Hail Mary. Hail Mary. And that's why they got all kind of statues set up in the Catholic Church with a woman holding a little baby. That's Ashtaroth. Guadalupe, they call her in Mexico. Issachar call her Guadalupe. Same goddess that was back there in ancient times, people. They just changed their name, but these are the same exact gods. So let's deal with the first god of the children of Israel and the Gentile nation. Astrah, the goddess of the Canaanites, Phoenician deity. 1 Kings 11:5. Let's see what happened in 1 Kings 11:5. What was these kings doing? What was the children of Israel doing back in ancient times to worship a star or Astra? 1 Kings 11:5. Let's pick it up at verse. Let's go all the way up to verse 1. Solomon turned from Ahia. That's what this passage is all about. Solomon turned from Ahia, the God of Israel, to serve all his false gods and goddesses. One moment, please. Celia, could you get rid of the roosters, please? Away from the window. Run them somewhere else. 1 Kings 11:1. But King Solomon loved many strange women. See, the God of Israel had already told our ancestors when they left Egypt, when he gave them the law, when he gave them the covenant, he had already told them that they cannot mingle and be involved with other nationalities and races or people. They was not allowed to marry them. No, she's right. She's still barking. Please, go get rid of her. Please. Get her out the basket or whatever she's doing. Excuse me, Pete. So he told King Solomon, I have a lot of activity, people, forgive me. All my roosters and hens, they going off. Brother, please. But King Solomon, hold on, people. Let me meet you for one moment. Please. First King 11:1. But King Solomon, he loved many strange women. Strange right here is Hebrew number 5237 for 1 Kings 11:1. Strange in a variety of degrees, application, foreign, non-relative, adulterous, different. He loved many strange women after the God of Israel had already told him what he had to do and how he had to do it. Together with the daughters of Pharaoh, women of Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites. So he had Egyptian, African wives. He had Moabites, a descendant of Moab. That would be Lot. Lot, when his daughters made him drunk, he had sex with them. They made him drunk. They brought Moab and Ammon in the world. I ain't going into that. But the Edomites, he had Edomite women, all kind of Philistine women, all kind of wives he had. He loved many strange wives. Verse 2, of the nations concerning which Ahiah said unto the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love. So he loved these wives and these strange foreign women, because he only was supposed to marry an Israelite, a daughter of Zion. That's the only woman he was allowed to marry up under the law. That's the only women or men that you're allowed to marry up under the covenant. Israel, Hebrews, they must be of the 12 tribes of Israel. So he claimed to his wives with love. So he started loving his wives more than he loved the God of Israel, the God that made him wealthy, the God that gave him wisdom, the God that blessed him and gave him everything that he asked him for. He began to love his wives and love his women way more than the God of Israel. He cleaved to them in love. And you shall, and they will turn, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob have already told the children of Israel, if you fall in love with these foreign women or these foreign men, they're going to turn your heart away from me, and they're going to turn your heart to their gods. Solomon, the king of Israel, the king of Jerusalem, the son of David from the tribe of Judah, he did not listen to his God. Verse 3. And he had 700 wives, princes, and 300 concubines. He had 700 wives. All his wives was princesses. Princesses of other nationalities and other races. Gentile women. Gentile women. Yeah, so you got all kind of Gentile women. Solomon had 300 concubines, and his wife turned away his heart, just like Eve in the garden, our mother Eve, turned our father Adam's heart away from his God. She got him to transgress in the garden and do something against the God of Israel. Just like Solomon, Gentile wives, they was all princesses and concubines, mistress. And they turned his heart away from the God of Jacob, from the God of his fathers. He began to worship their God. He began to build statues and images to their gods. He began to build temples and shrines and whole cities he dedicated to their gods and their god Baal. I'm going to prove it to you, people. Solomon went off heavy. He went real heavy. He went real deep into worshiping other gods. But it came to pass, verse 4, I'm reading 1 Kings 11, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart. He didn't have no business even marrying these women. He didn't even have no business being involved with these women. He sinned and transgressed right there when he began to marry them. He went against the God of Israel right there. Why he couldn't have 700 daughters of Zion to be his wives? Come on, people. Why Solomon couldn't Zion to be his wife? Why did he have 300 concubines of the daughters of Zion or the daughters of Israel to be his wife? No, he rebelled. He rebelled. He rebelled and he disobeyed the God of Israel. Just like you people are doing right now today. All your gods are false. Back in ancient times and in modern times, you just like Solomon, Hebrews. You just like Solomon, Israel, your king. Verse 4, for it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with Ahiah, his God, as was the heart of David, his father. For Solomon went after Ashtaroth. 1 Kings 11:5. Solomon went after Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Malchon, the abomination of the Amites. That's what he did, people. He went totally berserk. The wisest man in the East, the wisest man in the world, because the God of Israel gave him so much wisdom, so much knowledge. And he went after Astra. So right there, he became a fool. Get rid of them, bro. Get rid of them. He became a fool. He became a fool. He became a fool. What'd you say? Leave her alone then, because she want to lay eggs. I'm sorry, people, that she ain't got to lay some eggs right now. You might hear some noise. First Kings 11:5. But Solomon went after Ashtaroth. So the wisest man in the world, in the East, became a fool. Isn't that a joke, people? He became a fool for Gentile women. They deceived him. They convinced him. They talked him into going against the God of Israel. And he went after Ashtaroth. Ashtaroth, 1 Kings 11:5. Ashtaroth, the Phoenician, Hebrews 6:2-5-3. One moment, people. Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Zidonians, that's who she is. Hebrews 6:2-5-3. Ashtaroth, the Phoenician goddess of love and increase. So he went after her, and he began to do tribute unto her. Ashtaroth, a star. He started saying, all my wealth, all my power, all my money, all my wisdom, all my blessings, everything that I have come from Ashtaroth. He forgot about the God of Israel. The God of Israel wasn't important to King Solomon anymore. He lost his love for the God of Israel, Ahiah. He lost his focus. Ashtaroth is the goddess of love and increase. That's what the Hebrew numbers say. She's a Phoenician deity, a Canaanite god. Her and Baal go hand in hand. Baal is the supreme deity of the Canaanite god. And then Ashtaroth is up under Baal, queen of heaven, the Bible calls. So y'all want to talk about, Christians, how much Solomon had wisdom. How much Solomon was wealthy. But you don't want to talk about the fact that Solomon went into servitude. of God and led the children of Israel into idolatry and the worshiping of idols. So right here, he went after the goddess of the Zidonians. Astaroth is the goddess of the Zidonians. That ain't nothing but Canaan. That ain't nothing but Africa. And after Malcom, Malcom is a god of the Amatis. Amatis, a national idol of the Amatis. Lot's children. That's who they is. The abomination of the Amatis. So this is what Solomon did. Verse 6, and Solomon did evil in the sight of Ahijah, and went not fully after Ahijah as David his father. Then did Solomon build in high place. That would be your Christian churches today. He built a high place. He built a temple. He built a shrine. He built an altar to all his gods. Just like you build it today. Astra ain't nothing but Mary. They worship her as the Mother Mary in the Catholic Church. They worship her as Guadalupe in Mexico. Over there in Brazil. Over there in Cuba. Panama, Zebulon, they worship Astra. Her name was changed from ancient Astra to Guadalupe. The same gods, the same gods that our ancestors worshiped and went off. These are the same gods that you are worshiping and going off with today. Then did Solomon set up a high place. So just like he built temples and churches and altars and groves for all his gods, the king of Jerusalem, you building them today for Jesus. Your high place is your Christian churches, your temples, your cathedrals, your sanctuary, you call them Christians. That's your high place. 10 flights of stairs to get up to the pulpit where T.D. Jakes is sitting with all his pagan ministers of Satan. High places. Then did Solomon build in high place. High place in the Hebrew for 1 Kings 11:7 is Hebrew number 11:11. 1116, high place, meaning to be high, an elevation, height, high place, wave. Y'all know when you Christian church, put your hands up in the air and begin to wave into your God, Jesus, and Jehovah. You waving. You lifting up your God. All the stairs they got up in the cathedral, T.D. Jakes and Benny Hinn, and all these big time distributed fortune tellers. It's elevation. That's why they got so many stairs to go up. They doing just what King Solomon did way back there in ancient times. And you poor little churches on the corner that don't have high places, you still got a little bit of stairs that you got to go up to get to your pulpit. It's got to have a stage. Your altar got to have a stage. Why? Because it's a high place set up to your God. For Chemosh, this is another god that Solomon went off. So you got a star, you have Malcolm. Now, Shay Moose. Who is Shay Moose? Shay Moose. It's Hebrew number 3645. The powerful Kenush, the God of the Moabites. Lot's children. The God of the Moabites. The Jordanian gods. They live over there in Jordan. Africa. Same thing. Shamus, the abomination of Moab. The abomination of Moab. Who is Moab? Hebrew number 4124 for the word Moab in 1 Kings 11:7. From her, the mother's father, Moab, and an ancestress, son of Lot. The daughters had sex with their father Lot, and they had sons, and they called their son Moab and Ammon. That's who they is, people. They are. So Solomon began to worship the Jordanian gods, the gods of Lot and his children. Shamus. The abomination of Moab in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Moloch, there go another god that King Solomon went off to serve. Moloch. Y'all want to know why the children of Israel got kicked out their land? Y'all want to know why the children of Israel got defeated by the Gentile nations? This is why. Y'all want to know why the children of Israel, millions of them died? This is why. All of their kings was adulterous. All of their kings committed abominations. All of their kings served false gods. The same gods that y'all serving right now today with different names. Let me continue. So Moloch, the abomination of the children of Ammon. So Chimus, C-H-M-O-S-H, is the abomination of Moab. Abomination just means a disgusting, filthy, polluted thing that Solomon did. Now, Solomon wasn't pretty, people. Solomon wasn't pretty. Solomon became a very, very ugly, nasty king. Let me bring it out how it's really supposed to be brought out. He was abomination to the house of Israel. He was abomination to the God of Israel. So Chimus was the god of Moab. Moloch was the god of Ammon. Lot's children. Moloch, child sacrifice. That's what that God loves. We're going to go into him too. We're going to go into Moloch, okay? Don't worry. We're going to break all the gods down. All of them. One by one, name by name. Let me read right here. I got to give you this right now, people. 1 Kings 11:8. First Kings 11:7. Moloch, the abomination of the children of Israel. Look what it say for Moloch right here in the Hebrew, people. Hebrew number 4432. It say, and that took me to Hebrew number 4427. And it says, Moloch to ring, to ascend. Look, people. Look, Hebrew Israelites. To ascend the throne, to induct into royalty, to take counsel, consult. That's why you got in the book of Isaiah 14, where Satan said he's going to ascend unto the clouds. He's going to ascend above the clouds, and he will be like the Most High. Moloch ain't nothing but Satan. Ascend. That's what that name means. And when you look up the word Most High, let me help you, Hebrew Israelites. When you look up the word Most High, it means Allah. And it means to ascend. Allah is the God of Islam. Y'all people ain't doing nothing but serving the same exact God that the children of Israel, your ancestors, served and worshiped. I'm going to break it all down, people. Verse 8. And likewise did he for all his strange wives, which burn incense and sacrifices unto their gods. So everything that his strange wives doing, yeah, all his Gentile wives, he didn't even want to marry a daughter of Zion. Solomon didn't even want to marry a daughter of Zion, just like you men today. Just like you Hebrew Israelite men today. You don't really want the daughters of Zion. You don't really want the daughters of Israel. You'd rather go out and marry some other strange African, Edomite, European white woman to be your wife, just like your daddy Solomon, just like your king Solomon. He didn't want no daughter of Zion. He wanted every other wife than a daughter of Zion. He wanted to do it. And his wife, his strange wife, they burn incense and they sacrifice unto their God. And likewise did Solomon. He did the same exact thing that they did. I'm going to read another scripture now, people. Let me go now to 1 Kings 11:33. I'm going to stay at this same chapter, but go down to verse 33. Could I have some water, brother, please? 1 Kings 11:33. Because that they have forsaken me and have worshipped Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Zidonian, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Malchon, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in my eyes, and to keep my statutes and my judgment as did David, his father. So he began to teach the children of Israel about all his gods, Solomon, how to worship them, how to pray to them, how to bow down to them, how to build altars on the trees and groves all over Jerusalem for his gods. He led them into abomination. He led them into idolatry. And they loved it. They loved it. You remember I told you yesterday, when they loved Egypt, they never wanted to love the God of Israel. They wanted to go back to that same place that the God of Israel destroyed and destroyed all the gods of Egypt. What God was left in Egypt for them to go back to the children of Israel? Egypt was destroyed. Egypt, let me show you how brain dead and brainwashed and crazy the children of Israel were. Egypt was already destroyed. So what is it that in the gods of Egypt was all dead? They already dead. But he tore down all the statues, all the groves, all the shrines, all the images that they had set up in Egypt. The God of Israel destroyed Egypt. So what is it that the children of Israel wanted to go back to when they told Aaron to make us two gods that we can go back to Egypt? These people was crazy. They hated the God of Israel so bad. I'm talking about our ancestors, our bloodline. We got that same blood in us, people. They hated the God of Israel so bad that they wanted to go back to a place that was already destroyed and was nothing left. That's how bad they wanted to get away from the God of Israel higher. That's how bad they wanted to get away. They couldn't stand him being in the wilderness with him. They couldn't stand him talking to them and telling them what he wanted them to do. They couldn't stand it. They hated it so bad. And they didn't know nowhere else to go but Egypt, because they had been there for 430 years. They didn't know nowhere else to go. They wanted to go back to a dead place. And all their gods was dead, because Ahijah took all the gods of Egypt down. And he's going to take all the gods of Egypt down again today. Because Egypt is the whole world. Modern day Egypt is Babylon. And Babylon is the whole world. And you got your gods and your shrines and your groves and your temples set up all over the world. So the children of Israel will worship them and bow down to them and call on them and set up all your religions. But the God of Abraham, the God of Israel, the God of Jacob, going to take all your gods down. You think it's something that the Christian church is closed? Y'all people ain't seen nothing yet. The seals are broken. And I'm going to get ready to go, people. I got to go because I have an emergency. I have an emergency, so I'm going to have to go. But right here it says in verse 33, because that they have forsaken me and have worshipped Ashtaroth, the goddess of Zidonia, Chemosh, the god of Moabite, Malcham, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right. Next verse, one more verse, and I'm going to leave, people. 2 Kings 23:13. See how the children of Israel was going off? All the kings was going off. Y'all people going off just like that today. Just like that today. And worser. You worser. You worser. You worser. You worser. You worser, people. Y'all don't know what's about to hit this earth. You were, sir! Key 23:13. I might come back today, people. I might. Because I got a lot of information that I need to talk to you about and cover with you. And the high place that was before Jerusalem, which were on the right hand of the Mount of Chorashim, did Solomon, the king of Israel, and built for Ashtaroth, the abomination of the Zidonians, and Chemosh, the abomination of the Moabite, and Malcham, the abomination of the children of Ammon, did the king defile. He built all kind of high places, people. I'm going to have to leave now, people. I'm going to stop right there at Solomon. But before I go, people, before I go today, I have to give you a message. I have to give you a message, a prophetic message from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. This is a vision that I had last night while I was sleeping. while I was sleeping. I just kept putting on clothes. I just kept, and by me being a prophet of the Hebrew nation, by me being a prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he gave me dreams and visions of what's going to happen to Israel. And he uses me sometimes as an example. Same way he used Ezekiel as an example. Isaiah, he told him to walk butt naked as an example. Jeremiah as an example. I kept getting dressed and putting on dresses and clothes. Mainly dresses. Long dresses. All color. But this one particular dress that I kept putting on, it just kept tearing. It just kept tearing at the seam, at the seam where the seam is. It just kept tearing. And I kept taking it off and taking it back to the people that I bought it from. And I kept telling them, this dress just keep tearing up. Every time you sew it, it tear right back up in the same place. They would sew it again, give it back to me, put it back on, it tear again. So the God of Israel told me today the interpretation of that vision that I had last night. Every dress, every time I put the dress on, it just kept tearing, kept tearing, kept tearing, kept tearing. It doesn't matter how many times the people sold it, every time I put it back on, it tear again. That's what I remember. And he told me the interpretation. Whatever we try, this is the interpretation. And whatever we try to do against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation, Ahia is his name. He said, tell the people that I'm going to keep ripping it apart. Let me give you the prophetic interpretation again. Tell the children of Israel, tell the Gentile nations, whatever they try to fix and make right and make it look right and make it do right and make it be the way they want it to be, outside of what I have told them to do and be and do, whatever they try to fix, he said. Right now, they're trying to fix COVID-19. Trying to get rid of COVID-19, they say. They're trying to fix their economy, they say. Whatever you people try to do, it doesn't matter what you try to do. Jew and Gentile. The God of Israel, Ahia say, he's going to rip it apart. Rip it apart. It will not work, people. It will not work. Why? Because this is judgment time. The seals have been broken. We are in the end. It's time for Ahia to destroy his enemy and take down his enemies that have called and worshiped all these religions and all these false gods and all the stuff you people have set up and ran after. He's going to rip it apart. Everything you try to do is just going to be ripped apart. As long as you continue to hold on to your gods and your idols and your religions and all this stuff that you want to hold on, everything that you try to fix and make happen, he's going to rip it. He's going to rip it apart, people. That's what he told me to tell you. And with that, people, he said, I'm going to rip it apart until we do and go and be what he wants us to be. As long as we keep
running in our own ways and our own understanding and our own knowledge and our own wisdom, he's going to continue to rip it, everything apart. Nothing will work in this earth for us. I say us because we are the Hebrew nation. So with that, I got to go now, people. I have to end this. Like I say, I might come back later on today. I might. But I got to go now. Talk to y'all people later. See you.